This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. You never know. It could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, nothing he can do will make me leave. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been married for 23 years, and I just retired last summer. I converted my home office into my dressing room with a comfy chair, ottoman, and wine fridge, and a snack bar. I have my dressing room, and my husband has his man cave, so we spend hours apart from each other without leaving the house. It's caused problems in our marriage, and especially our sex life, since he started sleeping in his man cave every night. I thought it might be time to see if another man would be interested in me. My best friend is on a dating site for mature women, and she found a great guy on the site after her divorce. I signed up on the site and said I was single on my profile. I was having fun looking around at all of the men, but after only 3 days, my husband's sister saw my profile and told on me. I was busted. So I told my husband that I wanted to see if I would attract any men because I felt like he didn't want me anymore. He didn't buy it. He accused me of cheating, and he is embarrassed because his sister ran and told their other siblings what I did. My husband gave me an ultimatum to go to counseling or get out. I told him that I do not need counseling, and I have no plans to leave my house. He threatened to divorce me and put me out if I don't get some help. So since when do I need help? It was a dating site, and I didn't even make any matches on the site. I've been sleeping on the floor in my dressing room to avoid him and the drama. Nothing he can do or say will ever make me leave my home of almost 25 years. How can I convince this man that I love him and I made a major mistake? How did we get to this point? Well, you told how you got to the point in the letter. You got your woman cave. He had his man cave. And you guys didn't spend any time together, basically, after being married for 23 years and retiring and all that. So you guys weren't spending any time together. That's how you got to this point. But listen, I think the very least you can do is go to counseling. I mean, after all, it was you, ma'am, who went on the dating site and lied and said you were single in your profile. So what do you expect? Your husband could have cut you off right when his sister first told him about you on the dating site. But he didn't. He asked you to go to counseling instead. And I think you need it. I mean, how could you possibly think a dating site would solve your marital problems? I know you said you wanted to see if other men found you attractive, but now you've created an unnecessary problem in your marriage. I think that both of you need counseling because he was sleeping in his man cave and not with you. What is that all about? It sounds like you guys are both tired of each other. Clearly you guys have some problems in this marriage. I say please get help while the offer is on the table. Both of you guys need some marital counseling. Steve?
It's all over. Over, baby. It's all over. Yeah, this is a wrap. I don't know that there's a comeback from this. Nothing he could do will make me leave. Well, he didn't do anything to make you leave. This is all on you, lady. All of this is on you. People sleep apart from each other all the time. Fall asleep somewhere else. Maybe come to bed, something else, you know, blah, 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 blah. Down there watching TV in his man cave. You ain't came down there to get him, so he figured you don't want him upstairs. It's a lot in this letter. You've been married 23 years, retired, converted your home into a little den with a comfy chair, TV, snack bar. You know, and your husband got a man cave, so y'all spend hours away from each other while you're in the house, which can create a problem in your sex life. I thought it might be time. Then you said it created a problem in our marriage, our sex life, since he started sleeping in his man cave. Here's where the problem started. Then you said, I thought it might be time to see if another man would be interested in me. What? Well, you know, lady, you took a big jump. I thought it was time to see if another man might be interested in me. Now, you say your best friend is on this dating site for mature women. That means old people. And she found a great guy on the site. Yeah, let's just be honest. Come on. And so I signed up on the site and said I was single on my profile. I was having fun looking around at all the men, but after 3 days, your husband's sister saw your profile because she another old woman that's on the site trying to find a man. And I was busted. Key word, I was busted. So I told my husband I wanted to see if I would attract any men because I felt like he didn't want me anymore. He ain't buy it, and nor should he. Why? You're on a dating site and said you were single. Had this been reversed, had you found your man on the same dating site and said he was single, how would you feel? How would you buy it? He accused me of cheating, and he's really embarrassed because his sister ran and told their other siblings. You know, I saw this heifer on a dating site, Herman's wife, and said she was single. This her right here. Oh, hell no. Why she do Herman like that?
Herman.
We'll be back.
All right,
back.
Steve. Hang on. Yeah, we'll have part two of your response. Coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
Over,
today's subject, nothing he can do will make me leave. We'll get back into it right after this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject is, nothing he can do will make me leave. Mm.
The real name of this letter is, it's all over. They've been married 23 years. All the kids is gone. She turned her some room into a... she turned her home office because she's retired. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Turned it into a comfy little she cave. Put her wine fridge in that snack bar, ottoman comfortable chair. Husband got a man cave, so they spend hours away from each other while they're in the house. He started sleeping downstairs in his man cave. You never went down there to get him, so he figured it wasn't no big deal. I'm here at the house. I ain't doing nothing. After that, she said, I thought it might be time to see if another man would be interested in me. Why?
The logic.
Lady, that was a big jump.
Mm-hmm.
Then your best friend on the dating site for old women. You said mature women, old women. And she found the guy after her divorce. So you signed up on the profile and put you was single on there. And you've been having fun looking at all these men after 3 days. But then your husband's other old sister, who was on the site, saw your picture and then told on you. And then you said, I was busted. So I told my husband that I wanted to see if it would if I would attract any men because I felt like he didn't want me anymore. He didn't buy it, and nor should he. And you wouldn't have bought it if you'd have found him on a dating site talking about he's single. He accused you of cheating. He was really embarrassed because his sister went out there and told all his siblings. This heifer Phyllis that set up in here and got on this dating site and is out there seeing other men on Herman. What?
Right.
Gladys, you lying. Barbara, I am not lying.
Phyllis Gladys.
You can ask Barbara. Diane, because Diane saw it too. Well, that don't mean she cheating. Betty, you shut up. Now, Gladys, what happened?
Phyllis, Gladys, Barbara, Betty, and Diane. Those are the sisters.
Go in there and ask Patricia, and she'll come in here and tell you.
A lot of girls.
I told my husband about it. Mm-hmm. He didn't buy it. He accused me of cheating. Got embarrassed because she told all the siblings. So the husband gave her an ultimatum. The husband said, go to counseling or get out. I told him I don't need counseling and I have no plans to leave my house. He threatened to divorce me and put me out if I don't get some help. Mm. Then here was the question. Since when do I need help? I don't know. Ask the people on the dating site. That way you signed up to get some help. You need to get some help to verify whether you were still wanted or not. So you want to know, so since when do I need help? You need help right now. First of all, you need help save your marriage. Secondly, you need help to how to convince your husband that you wasn't cheating, which is why you wrote me and Shirley. Thirdly, you need help in you lie. Fourth, you got to convince your husband that you wasn't cheating because you went on there and put on there you were single and you ain't.
Mm-hmm. That's so crazy.
It was a dating site, and I didn't even make any matches. Oh, now let's get to that part.
Uh-huh,
if you've been on a dating site for 3 days and you ain't made no matches,
nope.
Let's go back to the top of this letter.
Yeah.
When you took your home office and converted it, here are the key things you put in there. A comfy chair and an ottoman, which means no exercise. A wine fridge, which means extra empty calories. And then a snack bar. Your big don't even want to walk to the kitchen to get nothing to
really?
Eat. You just sit down, your little wide tail in this ottoman. Set up in there, put a wine cooler in there. So you're drinking and eating without walking. Now let's go back down to the letter. Let's go. Come on now. I was on the dating site and I didn't even make any matches on the site. Got it. Got it. Know exactly why you didn't make no matches.
Why?
Cause you're in that ottoman with your feet up drinking wine and eating snacks.
For hours.
3 days.
Yeah.
3 days. And you did not get no matches. I have been sleeping on the floor in my dressing room to avoid him and the drama. Nothing he can do or say will make me leave my home for almost 20 years. How can I convince this man that I love him? You've done nothing in the letter that shows love.
Mm-hmm.
And I made a major mistake. Yes, you did make a major mistake. How did we get to this point? Okay. The question is, how did you get to this point?
Yeah.
Let me talk about how we got to the point. You the one decided it was time to see if it was some other men interested in you. So it ain't no how did we get to this point. How did you get to that point?
Yeah.
This is on you, lady.
Yeah, it is.
This is on you. And you will be very lucky if he take you back. Because even though you say it wasn't no matches, I believe you. And I believe you hadn't cheated on the man yet. But it looks like you was cheating because you went on a dating site and said you was single. And what do single people do? Single people mingle.
That's
good
right.
Luck, lady. Hey, let us know how it worked out for you.
Post your comments on today's
it's
Strawberry Letter.
All over.
Harvey FM on Instagram
it's
and Facebook.
Over, baby.
And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.